mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Loweda Rashke is back with us again as our co-host. And Loweda, when is your television show on? That's what I want to know.
Well, it airs on Impact Christian Network on all the providers. And it airs Fridays at 12 a.m. And then it airs four other times during the week, Saturday, Sunday,
Monday.
What was
it like the first time that you're sitting home and it came on television and you saw yourself? What was that like?
I was in shock. And then I couldn't hardly watch it. I don't like to watch myself at all. But it was like, wow, God, how did you do that?
I'm really on there. I'm on TV.
Well, it was amazing to me how God did it. You know, it wasn't anything I could do. It was
it's a miracle.
Him. Yeah, it's a miracle. Yeah. And people
and
are getting saved.
All you can say is thank you, God.
Yes, thank you, God. And
you also
pray for much fruit.
You have a music ministry, too,
yes?
Besides being on television.
Yes, I love to sing. I love to lead worship. My team and I, across generations band, lead worship. And then I go speak at different places. So I love it.
Now, people may be hearing, and they may want a television star and a music star, too. How do they reach you and your ministry if they want to book you in?
If they want to reach me, I don't know about a television star or a singing star, but they can reach me at loweda.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org, or they can call 830 815-6233. 830-315-6233. I have to think about that.
All right. Well, Loetta, as always, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Week, and so we have another one today. It's very nice. Why don't you introduce him and visit with him a little bit?
Yes, we have James Goggin.
Scoggin.
Okay, James Scoggin.
That's why I let you do the introduction.
I know. I was concerned about that. Oh, if it was long or short.
I don't have to worry about this.
Well, but hopefully you're not offended, because if you have a name like me, James Loetta Roschke, it's always being mispronounced. I'm used to it. It just rolls off of me.
No worries.
So say it again, the last name.
Scoggin.
Scoggin. James Scoggin. And you are the one that leads the Christian track at Starlight Recovery Center, correct?
This is correct.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
I've been out there approximately 7 years.
Oh, how did you get there? What brought you there?
What brought me there was I was working in Austin, and by the world's definition, I was successful.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I was empty on the inside.
Gotcha.
And so I had done some soul searching, and I had also been in recovery myself from an addiction to pain pills, prescription mm-hmm. medicine. And when I moved to Kerrville, I didn't have a job. And this is how the Lord works. I was sitting in an apartment. My wife works for HEB. And so we're sitting in an apartment, and my sponsor comes by my apartment and says, hey, here's an application to Starlight. Go fill this out and get you a job.
Uh-huh.
And I had applied at a number of other places. And so sure enough, they called me back. I went in, interviewed, and got the job. And it wasn't 6 months later that the director came to me and said, hey, we know you have faith, and we would like for you to do this Christian track program that we have.
Awesome.
And I said, if it's in the church, I'm out. If I got to do it in the chapel, I'm out. I'm not a minister, you know? And so I felt there was a lot of feelings of unworthiness. Mm-hmm. And so I said, let me take it into prayer. And for 2 weeks, I prayed about it. And the Lord convicted me, and he allowed me to see that he had a bigger plan and a purpose for my life. And so essentially what happens is I redefine success the way God defines success, not in a worldly sense.
Yeah.
And I've been there ever since.
Yeah.
And so he's faithful.
So success is doing God's will.
Absolutely.
Being where he wants you to be, doing what he wants you to do.
Yeah, it's interesting he put it that way, because, you know, I think I know a lot of people, and I've made choices in my life to do what I love and what God wants me to do. And it hasn't always been make this most money in the world. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that took a different path 20 years ago, and they're saying, well, why are you so happy? And I said, well, it's not anything to do with money. It's just I'm doing what God has told me to do.
Absolutely.
And so it's amazing, isn't it, when you see these people, and you know it because you've been there yourself, and you see them making these changes in their life, and all of a sudden they're happy, and it's because they're simply doing what God wants them to do. It's not complicated, is it?
It's not complicated. It's simple. As simple as the gospel message. Even a child can understand.
Now, I said this in 2 or 3 seconds, but it took me a lot longer to figure this out.
Yeah, right?
As you know.
Right. Yes. Well, you know, I love it, because the tagline of my ministry is know the truth, be free. Mm. And so it's all about people getting free from addictions, from fear, pornography, whatever it may be, alcohol, drugs, just depression, whatever it is that has them bound. And so I love that. And my mother had been an alcoholic for many, many years. It was all in my family. But praise God, the Lord kept me. And I never did that. But he started setting people free. So it's near and dear to my heart to hear that. And so at Starlight Recovery, you get to minister to them the gospel. You get And are they really receptive? And
you'd be surprised the people that not only receive the gospel for the first time, or people who come to the group that actually reconnect with faith, that have wandered away from the Lord, prone to wander, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's really great, because we get to see people not only reconnect, but people connect for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's where the cross comes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so we started going to the cross, I would say probably about 4 years ago, and it was an unofficial thing. And it was essentially an outing that I would take some of the clients and our group too, but it caught on. And before you knew it, we had all of our different counselors actually driving their own groups up there. And so the Lord started moving in ways that we never even knew. And it's just so great to have it 15 minutes up the road. And then they can also too get out in nature. You know, a lot of times people, they're on their cell phone all the time.
Yeah.
Or they're in the chaos of addiction. Here they can get out and be serene.
Right.
What's nice, what I like about the cross, bringing friends over, it's not a church. Because the first thing they're going to say, well, it's a church. I don't want to go to church. I said, it's not a church.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the wise things that they decided when they put this together, the powers to be, that they didn't make it a church. It's just a place for you to come and visit God.
and also the power that's up there. Mm-hmm. If you explain it to people, they wouldn't believe you.
No.
So it doesn't do any good. You don't have, they don't have to accept it. All they get to do is show up.
That's it.
And it happens.
Yeah.
And that's what I, when I first started seeing this and my own self and the other people that I brought there, it was amazing. I thought, that means I can just bring them up there and boom, God does his work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you've been bringing people for
close to four years.
4 years.
Approximately four or five years.
How
absolutely.
Many people would you say has been impacted? And tell us about some of those experiences.
Yeah, I want to hear the stories.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, hundreds of people, if not thousands, that we brought up there. And because we have a lot of people that come to our place every year. People, and not people from all over 50 states. I mean, you name it. All walks of life come. And so a couple of stories that I remember, one in particular, was there was a man whose affliction was with alcohol, obviously. And he was reading the prayer rocks. And this was when the prayer rocks first kind of got started.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget, I was standing off in the distance and I could see that he had picked out a particular prayer rock and was viewing it and what the prayer that was inscribed on it. And he just became extremely moved. And so I went over, you know, to put my hand around his shoulder, you know, and to give him, console him in whatever way I could, or even pray for him. And on the rock was inscribed, a little boy had wrote that prayer rock, similar to his son, a young child, and said, I wish my father would quit drinking. Lord, will you please deliver him from the alcohol? Because we don't want to see him come home drunk, angry, and mad at us anymore for no reason. And he just broke down. Mm-hmm. And I said, this right here is what.
And this is just a rock.
God can use anything.
It's just a throwaway rock. It's just a little rock.
Absolutely.
And but because it's at the cross, it's magnified. And I can't begin to explain this to people, except it's just God. There's something special about that place.
Yeah. And you know, that really touches me because I can remember as a little girl, I prayed for my mother all the time. Lord, please, please cause my mama to stop drinking. Lord, please turn her life around. Lord, please change her. You know, I'd see her drunk and just so many things would happen to our family because of it. And you know, God did. She was in and out of rehabs for years. Yep. They bless rehabs, praise God for them. And I believe they help people, but it didn't help my mother. Mm. But she cried out to God, and God set her free. Mm-hmm. And she was free till the day she died. And so I'm so thankful for that and thankful for your heart that reaches out to those mm-hmm. that are in addiction. Is there another story you could tell us about something happened?
Yeah, there's actually...
We love stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. There's actually a quite comical story. There was a man who went up there and was not a Christ follower. I guess you would say an agnostic, if you will. But he got moved. And so he got so moved that he actually wanted to take one of the rocks back with him. And we said, no. These are for up here. Yeah. You can't
we're not worshiping the rocks.
From the Holy Mountain. No, we don't want that on us. No, it's so. But yeah, so he actually wanted to take one of the stones with him. I said, you know, you just leave it here, but you can write a prayer on it. He said, well, I've never prayed before.
Hey, wow.
This is a great opportunity right here. You don't have to make it elaborate or eloquent. It just has to be simple from the heart.
Yeah.
And you can write it down right here. And he did. First time ever in a man's life that he ever said a prayer or even
wow.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it amazes me every time I go up there and I see all these people writing all this stuff on these rocks. It's like, these are rocks. Yeah. And any other place, people would just walk by them, wouldn't do anything. But up there, they want to write on them for some reason.
It's one of my favorite things up there are the rocks.
I think it's a lasting testimony. I've sat up there for hours.
Lasting prayer before God, a memorial.
The little kids, 4 and 5, 6 years old, and they'll sit down and they'll get their rock. And I've seen them spend forever thinking about it, and these are children that are being influenced by this, that are wanting to write on rocks. Now you think what it's going to be like for them 30 years from now when they come back here and they want to find their rock.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's people that stop in on 10 from all over the United States. I've met them. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know why. They've never seen the cross before. They happen to see it from the highway, and they just decided to come over and look at it.
Absolutely.
People are being impacted by the power of God, and they're encountering the power and the presence of God when they come to the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. And it's a life altering. I mean, it's life altering. It's just like this gentleman, you know, he all of a sudden he comes to realization. He's faced with the fact there is a real God mm-hmm. that you were just talking about, you know. And so God is doing that with people, whether they're an alcoholics, drug addicts, the most successful. No matter their status in life, God is impacting them up there.
I would think that having been an addict yourself, this has helped you in your business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives you some credibility with the folks you're talking to.
Oh, absolutely. And it's incredible because when you look at the sculptures and you go to the garden, it makes the scripture come alive. And I have people sitting there looking at Jesus, you know, washing the disciples' feet. They're like, I never really knew that story until I see it in lifelike, full life sculpture. Or the biggest one I have is I ask people when I do groups, I'll say, do you know who the rider on the white horse is? And they say, no, but we saw him. And so it's a great segue to say, hey, this is the Lord. And when he returns, he's coming back a warrior.
He's coming back for us.
Well, tell us a little bit about your organization. It's a private company. A little bit about it. And if people are listening and they need to get more information to get some help, let us know how people can reach you.
Yeah. If you want to get some help and you're listening and you need more information, the easiest way is just to Google online. And you can go to our website, starlightrecovery.com. And also, too, you can chat online with our admissions team. Probably the most simplest way to get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I do the Christian part of the programming, which is great. And it's faith-based. And it looks at biblical way to recover from any affliction.
And so go over again the specifics of what you cover in your program.
Yes. So the specifics, what we cover is we look at biblical deliverance. And we also look at the detoxification, obviously the physical, but I look at the spiritual side.
So it's everything.
Yes, absolutely.
The whole package. All right. Awesome.
I love it. James Scoggin.
Thank you for what you're doing.
For being here today. And Don Kennedy, thank you for the visitor's comments. And Loeta Roschke, one more time. Tell us about your television show and how people can reach you if they want to book your music group or get more information about you. How do they reach you?
Well, the TV show is called Be Free. It's on the Impact Christian Network, which is on all the major providers all over the United States and parts of Africa.
Name it again.
Impact Christian Network. It's on Dish Direct,
Impact
all of them.
Impact Christian Network. Okay. Uh-huh.
And if you would like for me, and I would love to come and minister in music or preach or teach at your event, you can contact me through Loeta.org, Louada.org, or you can call our office.
830-315-6233.
Coming King Foundation. People want to get a hold of us through that.
The Coming King Foundation.org, the Coming King Foundation.org, 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774. We're located right off of I-10 at 520 Benson Drive. You want to come see this spectacular site and encounter the presence of God.
Here's Don Kennedy with Vistra's comments.
Good morning. Pastor David Decker from Jerusalem, Israel said, Shalom, dear Max. You guys have an anointed creation and a wonderful vision for this powerful Lion of Judah. I stand with you in prayer all the way. God's given you a wise strategy and you will succeed. Hallelujah. Please let me know if there's anything I can do from here. In His great love. An anonymous person stated, this place has given me a hope and a refuge. It's beautiful. God is so amazing. I love God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit with all my heart to the best of my ability. God has saved me and changed my heart. My love and life belong to God. Tammy Miller of San Antonio, Texas said, because we are no longer at our church home, we have been here on Sunday mornings for some much needed quiet time with the Lord. Here I feel the presence of the Lord while we are seeking the place He wants us to be. May He bless you all. Larry Rice from New Life Evangelistic Center in St. Louis, Missouri said, Max, what an inspiration it has been to meet you and see firsthand all that God has done through you. May God continue to bless you, your wife, your staff in a great way as we move into the future. Gerda Monet from Green Cove Springs, Florida said, sure enjoyed visiting your place on your recent trip along I-10. Left a rock at the prayer garden for healing from cancer for my sister. And Gerda, we stand in agreement with you for your sister's healing. Tara Madera of California said on TripAdvisor, can be seen from many points of the town. We were house hunting and could see this off in the distance and decided to explore. What a powerful testament to faith in the world. Rebecca Singwin of San Antonio said, thank you for your work and many blessings. Trinity Cervantes of Austin, Texas said on Facebook, it's so beautiful and a peaceful place to pray peace, amen. An anonymous person said, thank you. God bless you for this beautiful prayer garden. And Fabian and Kim Rubio of Big Spring, Texas said, amazing work.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.